Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Before we get to details of the markets, a quick programming note. Today's opening market report will be preempted for a president-elect press conference. So the details of that report can be still heard live on the web or after the report is over, posted on the website, or you can receive it via podcast, or you can listen to it on our new market analyst protocol page. And that there is a phone call. You can do that at 217-333-3434. We should have that broadcast up and on the phone by about 10:15 this morning. Iranian state TV is reporting that OPEC's Secretary General says a daily oil production cut of between 1 million and 1.5 million barrels is likely in December. OPEC's next meeting is in Algeria on December 17th. Meanwhile, Japan's central bank will hold an unscheduled monetary policy meeting tomorrow afternoon to discuss ways to help companies raise money amid a pullback among lenders. At the meeting, the policy board will likely finalize measures for smaller companies who need to raise operating capital for the year-end period and the remainder of the fiscal year through March of 2009. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 8,505 is down 324 points. The NASDAQ 1476 is off almost 59. And the S&P 500 at 857 is now down 38.75 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good Monday morning to you, Ed.
Good morning. And some rain did fall in parts of Argentina over the weekend. Some very beneficial rains indeed falling over parts of San Luis and Cordoba on eastward into Santa Fe and Entre Rios in Argentina. And some of the conditions there will be improved at least in the short term, but it does look like more dry weather is coming back into Argentina, so this is more or less just going to help improve upon a very dry situation they've had thus far this growing season, maybe allow for some planting, allow for some emergence of crops, but outside of maybe some showers and thunderstorms coming up this upcoming weekend in Argentina, it looks pretty dry. And it does look like hotter weather will start to return toward the end of the week, into the weekend. Meanwhile, dry weather does continue in southern Brazil. And while that was a very wet area in October into the very beginning of November, they've been dry since then. And it appears the dryness is going to continue there. And now we are very concerned with extremely dry conditions in the northern parts of Rio Grande do Sul, the growing areas of Santa Catarina, Paraná, southern Mato Grosso do Sul, and parts of Sao Paulo. Those areas are now becoming very, very dry. And there's no sign of any significant rainfall coming there for a while. So while the concerns with dryness up to this point have mostly been on Argentina, they get a little bit of a break. And now southern Brazil is an area that is of concern. And also the neighboring country of Paraguay, also going to be very, very dry. we are going to see some showers, though, farther to the north. But even there, not as much rain as would be desired. But right now, it appears the areas that are in best shape as far as crop conditions and this coming week in Argentina and Brazil will be the northern production areas of Brazil. There's been plenty of moisture over much of Mato Grosso, except the far southern parts. Goiás has had decent moisture lately. Much of Minas Gerais has been wet lately. And even Bahia, that was dry for a while. Most of the production areas of Bahia have gotten to be a little bit in better shape. And it looks like those are the areas that are going to be getting the rain over the next several days. Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia. The only exception is the far southern sections of Mato Grosso, Goiás, and Minas Gerais will get a little less as they're on the edge of the southern Brazilian dryness. As far as temperatures go, it does look like heat is going to come in next week, or this upcoming weekend into next week, but seasonably cool weather is expected much of this week. So that'll be good for Argentina, so they won't lose all the moisture they got early in the holiday weekend before the hot air arrives. So that's a look at South America. In the U.S. here, we're looking at some surges of cold air coming in again. We're seeing generally mild weather, at least by this time of year standards, for some of the feedlots in the southern plains. So no big deal there. Does look like there will be continued slowness with late field work, though, across the Midwest Corn Belt, as many areas have now gotten some snow cover. And of course, the northwestern Midwest is where the harvest was most delayed this season, and there's still some crops in the field, and it looks like it's going to be a while before some of those crops are harvested. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 558 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 13. March 581 and a half unchanged. Last trade down 13 3/4. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 541 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 16. March 561 and a quarter unchanged. Last trade down 14 1/4. July 587 and a half down 1/4. Last trade down 16. December corn opened at 350 up a half, last trade down 5 1/2. March 366 and a quarter up a half, last trade down 5 3/4. July 389 and a half unchanged, last trade down 5 3/4. January beans opened at 879 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. Last trade down 15 1/2. March 890 and a half, down a half, last trade down 15. July 898 3/4, down 9 1/4, last trade down 15 1/2. December soybean meal opened at 257.50, up 150, last trade down 120. December soybean oil opened at 32.22, down 36, last trade down 40. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the Dow is down hard this morning. The U.S. dollar firmer. Oil down over $3. Rain in Argentina. Anything in here to think that markets won't open lower today?
No, actually, I think they'll open lower than what we closed the night session off at. I'm guessing you're down 15 to 20 in beans and probably 5 to 7 in corn. Wheat's probably down 15 to 20 also, as really the focus is still on the outside markets, Dave. We're in a sideways pattern in the grains to some extent, and we had a nice rally, and at least the beans had a nice rally last week. I think you were up 43 cents or so for the week. So seeing some of this give back is not a big surprise. The Dow was up, I think, every day last week, all 4 days. So to see it drop back here shouldn't come as a big shock to us. Maybe it's a little bit more than what we anticipated, but we just can't seem to get away from these outside markets. And when they're taking a hit like they are today, I have to assume that we're going to do the same thing in the grains, maybe go back down and challenge the low side support levels again. We're not that far away on corn from the contract low.
8 or 9 cents in the March contract.
Yep. So it's not very far away before we get down there. So I'm assuming we're going to have a downer day and probably stay down most of the day today. I don't see anything that I'm really pushed to step out here and do today on the grains in particular.
What about on the cash grain side? Any help there this week, do you think?
Well, the cash grain side, what you have to be aware of is we've got still some fairly large book of grain to come in once we hit the January mark, and some of that's probably already starting to run now that we move into December. So there's going to be a fair bit of cash out here. Basis levels have been very good, especially in beans, to where you're able to trade something over the January option, which happens this time of the year, but it's not a given all the time. And when you look at what we're trading, we should be selling beans and buying futures back or buying calls back.
What about over on CME Livestock today?
Well, I'm a little friendly to the hogs. I think we're going to run into a point here where we don't have quite as many hogs out here. I think we're probably overdone just a little bit, and I look for us to back off here this week just a touch. But I'm in the camp of stepping out and starting to put on some call options, out-of-the-money calls in the Feb, the Aprils, and the Junes, and be ready to sell the rally in the market, because I think you'll have a rally here down the road in the livestock market.
Who's going to buy the market and go long?
On the hogs?
Yep.
You know, I don't ever try and figure out who's going to actually do it, to be honest with you, Dave. It just seems like you get these markets where there's some concern, and the market does some strange things once in a while. So I think that you broke out to the upside, and technically you'll see this thing turn around and make a nice little run and give you a chance to get these hogs sold.
And very, very quickly, a call on the cattle.
Cattle market looks like to me it's overdone to the downside, and I'm looking for it to gradually work its way back up, but I don't see any fire out there to really get a good rally going.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.